welcome one and all to the premier video game show hosted by two brothers and a third guy only out of the University of Manitoba. Every Monday from 5 to 5, in this case 20, on 101.5 UMFM and UMFM.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Game Over UMFM. We are the best video game show around, literally the best video game show within about a 20-meter radius, I would say. But there's some guys doing a video game show out of the Degrees restaurant 30 meters away who are really killing it right now. So I'm not going to say 30, but I'm confident in the 20. Confident in the 20. But I am your host, Simon Pazzer, and my faithful squad mates, Adam Pazzer and Matthew Manny. How are we doing, lads?
We're okay.
Yeah, we're doing good.
All right. So we have one more time. We have a shorter episode. Because we're going to be, for the last time, donating, well, not for the last time period, but for the last time, certainly in the next little bit, donating more time to TV Talkers. So it's going to be a 5 to 520 episode this week. And announcements, I am going to be gone for the following 2 weeks. So I might still appear in your ears next week as part of a TV Talkers special. Stay tuned for that. But there will be no Game Over, certainly next week, and we're not sure about the week after that, but stay tuned to our Facebook page if something changes, okay? But this is going to be your last Game Over for a little bit. I'm going to miss you guys. But it's okay. All right. So, Adam, you're almost done Sekiro.
Yes.
I've actually been playing a game that we all got, I think all of us, yeah, all of us got last year, and I don't think anyone's gotten particularly far at all, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And I keep getting inundated, I don't know about you, Matt, by my Steam is telling me to get Game of Thrones games. There's some like Game of Thrones Choices card game that you can play on your phone. And I bought two different Game of Thrones games on Steam. So with Game of Thrones being back, I thought it would be interesting to see what our ideas would be for a Game of Thrones game. Because I don't think any of the current options are exactly right.
Now, there was it's mostly sort of mobile Facebook-style games.
Yeah.
I've also been seeing lots
Telltale
of ads
one,
for...
right? There was a Telltale one?
Yes, that one was good.
There's
that
a Telltale one, which is... I wouldn't go as far as good. I would say it functioned, but it felt very confined into the Telltale box that it was in. It was like, you can't go too far. Like, Ramsay's a jerk, but it's like, you know you're not going to get ultimate revenge against Ramsay because... Mm-hmm. Ultimately,
he's alive.
He's alive in the show at the time. Sorry. But yeah, so I think that could be a fun thing to go down. And of course, we're going to be bringing back our new favorite segment, Name That Song. I've recalibrated. I called in Garrus, and I, there's your Mass Effect reference, by the way. Called in Garrus, and I recalibrated the Name That Song, and we're going to do five significantly easier, but once again, still Zelda songs in honor of the TV Talkers theme song bracket that's going on. We have Zelda themes. We're not just going to go with sounds, but when we return in mid-May, I guess, well, when our next episode is, it will return to sounds, I swear.
I feel I'm going to do better at sounds.
Possibly. They're even harder to calibrate, though, because it's like super easy or it's super hard.
Yeah.
Who knows? Either way, Adam, you're almost done Sekiro.
I am.
Like, what's your, like,
70
mid
hours later.
To late game? 70 hours later, or as you would say, 10, 12 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your mid to late game review of Sekiro? Did you, in fact, get good?
No, I'm still terrible. Yeah, there's... Like, the part of it is satisfying in that I can go back to guys that gave me a lot of trouble at the beginning and be like, oh, this is easy now.
Mm-hmm.
So in that respect, yeah, I've gotten better at it. But I feel... I like the story of Sekiro more than any other... From Software game I've played.
Interesting.
Because there's actually a character in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I really like. But the gameplay, I don't know, I think a core piece of Dark Souls and to a lesser extent Bloodborne is that you can find a style that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And in Sekiro, it's you play it this way or you
so
don't play
you
it
you haven't been won over by being a Dex Bro.
No.
By the way, I'm for those of you who are aware, the word isn't Dex Bro. it's a worse word, but there is, I don't know if you've seen the online Dark Souls community is mostly because of memes and like as a joke is entirely in favor of strength builds and hates dex builds.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see them try to come to grips with Sekiro because it makes you be a dex character.
Yes, it does.
The bigger the dragon tooth, the better, as far as I think a lot of Dark Souls people are concerned.
If your shield is not taller than you are, what's even the point?
Exactly, yeah. That's interesting to see. Yeah. Like, we knew going in that you were a dedicated, like, magic user. It's how you like to play D&D. It's how you like to play the other games.
Yeah.
And you were forced into this. You kind of railroaded into playing a Dex character in Sekiro, but it has not won you over.
No. And to a point, like,
even though you're 70 hours in.
Yes. Well, Bloodborne eventually sort of did, because, again, you can't play a magic character in that one, but I sort of got into the rhythm.
But you got a gun.
Yeah, it's not
kind of,
but it's only for parrying.
Yeah, it's like quasi shield gun.
Yeah. The thing that frustrates me about Sekiro is that it's part of the combat is really tight and really efficient, and when you get into the rhythm, it's really fun. But there are just some excruciatingly frustrating things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Dark Souls, like, has always had problematic hitboxes.
Yeah,
but. Like, for example, one of the things that drives me crazy, even now, 70 hours in, when I've had this much practice with it, is a lot of the time, I'll be sneaking up behind a guy, I'll get the indicator that says, you hit R1, you get a death blow now, and Sekiro does not death blow him, he just slashes him, and now I have to fight the guy.
Mm.
Like, that happens probably at least once an hour.
Wow, that's not good.
You'd
think they could patch something like that, though. Yeah. It sounds like it's just a straight-up issue.
And there's another ones where, like, and it's when you're in underneath a giant boss, which actually doesn't happen that often because most of the bosses are human sized. But when you're fighting a boss that's a lot bigger than you, it's very easy to lose track of where you are. And the game is bad for telling you, hey, your attack animation is done now, you can actually block. So there have been a lot of cases where I've been like, okay, slash 3 times, hit L1 because I know there's an attack coming, and it'll just hit me anyway.
Interesting.
And so I don't know if that's just entirely me or if it's because there are... Like, it's not like the hitbox is off. The attack was supposed to hit me because you're not supposed to dodge stuff in Sekiro. You're supposed to block and parry it. But I felt like I'd gotten the timing right, and I still get punished sometimes.
Hmm.
Interesting. It's very frustrating in those ways. When it's on, it's really on. Like, I got into the flow of... Like, knowing when to dodge, when to counter, and I've gotten pretty good at parrying. But there are some times when you just get screwed over.
Interesting.
Yeah. That actually is, like, strangely comforting to hear as someone who is not nearly as far into the game. I'm having that experience a lot of, like, okay, it's this type of attack, so I do, like, this type of dodge, you know, like a sweeping attack, so you jump, that kind of stuff. And I find a lot of the times it, like, I did what I'm supposed to do, and it just didn't quite work anyway.
Yeah.
And I end up dead a lot of the times where I'm just like, but I did the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could you hit me anyway?
I have that exact experience.
You know, early on, you're just like, well, I guess I'm just not good yet.
Yes. So there might be some patching that they could do. Okay. We are going to move on from that, though. Unfortunately, we just don't have a ton of time, although who knows if that's going to come up later. But in addition to the fact that I've been playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Matt, have you been playing anything this week? Because I do have a little bit of news to get here, but I want to get you in first.
I managed to grind my way up to the next mini-boss in Sekiro, which I have yet to conquer.
Where are you on now?
Some, like, humanoid general guy. I can't remember his name.
The one on the horse?
No, I beat him.
Oh, you beat him.
Yeah. No, it's like not even a regular boss. It's like a mini boss who's killed me like 20 times at this point.
Yikes.
That's sort of my experience so far.
I've definitely had trouble with some of the mini bosses more than some of the bosses.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The guy on the horse, I beat on my second try, and there are some mini bosses where it took like 30 goes.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think the, like, dude on horse, I think I beat him third try. The bull that came straight after him, I think he killed me 40 times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The bull. Like, I'm not allowed to say that on air, but screw the bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's a load of bull. Okay, so Mortal Kombat is coming out tomorrow, which means we'll probably have at least a micro review of it next time you talk to us, or next time you listen to us. I don't know. There's not really a dialogue, but like us on Game Over and send us a message.
Feel free to talk to us if you want.
And then,
you know, in your car, we won't hear you, but feel free to do it anyway.
Yeah, we won't hear you, Jason. Hopefully I just scared somebody out there. But they have, of course, with the new game being literally days away, there is a... we do know the entire roster. So, here we go. We have Baraka, Cassie Cage, Cetrion, who's like a new elemental person. She actually looks a lot like the main character from... looks a lot like Aloy.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. But she seems to be like a total elemental... like she's an elder god of the elements. It looks like kind of like Gaia.
Okay.
But people are thinking that we're not going to see Tremor or Rain anytime soon because she's kind of stolen there.
Their shtick.
Their shtick. Devorah is back. Aaron Black is back. Garrus, we knew all those people. Jade, Jackie Briggs, we didn't think was coming back. Jax, Johnny Cage, Cabal, Kano, Katana, Collector is a four-armed dude who likes to steal stuff.
Okay.
Looks neat. Kotal Kong, Kung Lao, Kronika is not playable, though. Liu Kang, Noob Saibot, looks awesome. Raiden, Scorpion, Scarlet, Sonya Blade, Sub-Zero. So that's the roster with Shao Kahn being a pre-order bonus and Shang Tsung being already the first confirmed DLC character. It's not a bad roster, necessarily.
Yeah.
But there's so many classics of Mortal Kombat that are not there. There's got to be a ninja pack, right?
Yeah.
People are angry that Melina isn't there. That's what they've been asking for literally the entire time. And then how do you not release a pack with Smoke, Ermac, Rain, and I feel like I'm forgetting another one. You could even have like a robot pack there.
Yeah, the robot. Yeah, I was about to say the robot, Cyrax and Sektor.
Yeah, right. So there's, I mean, it looks good, but to be honest, a lot of my favorite characters aren't going to be there. So I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, that was not a super exciting roster.
Yeah, unfortunate. Okay, so we're going to move on from that because we'll have a review when next you talk to us, or we already went over that joke. But I've been playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and I think all of us kind of had a very similar review to Assassin's Creed Odyssey back in, what was it, November, October?
Mm-hmm.
Where it came out in between Red Dead and Spider-Man. It was just, I had already done this long open world thing with Spider-Man. I knew I was going to have another one coming up with Red Dead. I was kind of burned out by the time it got to me, and it didn't grab me. I think that was pretty much everyone experiences, right?
Yeah.
And I got the furthest. I got like 12 hours into the game when I first played it over several chunks, and I sort of began to unravel what the game really was 12 hours in. Last week, I played it for a couple hours in different sessions, and on Saturday, because it was a long weekend and I had some free time, I played it basically for 16 hours straight. So sometimes there's a game of the year, and sometimes there's a game of the moment. And for whatever reason, me and Assassin's Creed Odyssey have just had this mind meld, and I'm really digging it. I don't know if I like the combat more than I liked Origins, because I really had a meld with Origins at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to really appreciate what they're doing here. The upgrade system is interesting. You can kind of superpower your character. So it's not that it's... I mean, they have lost realism, because you can't stab somebody and they die. But you definitely get a lot of beyond human abilities, and they're kind of going down that road, and just running around Greece is magnificent. Like, I was literally running everywhere. I would never follow a road. And I got to the point where my girlfriend said to me, why aren't you taking the horse? Because his name is Phobos. And we just like to say it to each other back and forth. Phobos, Phobos, Phobos. It's fun. She's like, why aren't you using your horse? And I'm like, I just like running places. Like, the Greek world is so nice. It's a remarkable, remarkable world. So now I'm like 20 hours in. And I've worn, actually, more than that, I'm probably closer to 30. I shouldn't do what Adam did after I mocked him. I'm probably closer to 30 hours in. And again, I feel like I'm at the edge of Act 1. So this is an immense game. The problem is, I've discovered it's immense because it's got a ton of fluff. But the quest indicators are shown differently. So when you guys play it, you'll notice that the lesser important ones are basically pure white. Mm. And the darker it is, the more important the quest is.
Oh,
so you can just kind of skip the fluff if you want to, because I noticed that a lot of them literally had identical dialogue from your character. Someone would be like, hey, these bandits down the road are killing my hogs, and then they stole the money. And you can be like, do you want me to kill the bandits, or do you want me to get you more money? And then usually you have a choice of what to say, but it doesn't actually matter, because if you guess right, they're like, you read my mind. And if you guess wrong, like, no, I want you to kill them. And then you go back, and he will say the exact same thing. I got them. Every last one. Like, he said that at least 10 times in 10 because they're the exact same.
Mm. Yeah.
So I will sit down, I'll play for like 5 hours and do nothing, which is infuriating, but running around the world's so fun, so I'm kind of torn. Mm. But I'll definitely stick my take my feet. Is that a thing? Teeth. I guess. It's like my teeth.
Yeah.
This is why I'm not an anatomy, guys, because I get teeth and feet confused. I'm definitely going to stick my teeth into it more, and the actual setting up the rivalry between the two. I played like a full-on war battle thing, which was actually really cool. You're kind of airdropped into this huge conflict. There's like 50 guys of each side in there, and you can kind of pick your poison. So it does feel like you're in the middle of the movie Troy, which is a good feeling.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was a good... It's sort of like... what's the word I'm looking for? The Lord of the Rings one.
Shadow of Mordor?
Similar to that, yeah. So
okay,
in that one, you're attacking or defending a castle. There's no castle involved here. We're just a battlefield. And you could either pick the attacking side or the defending side. Attacking is harder but gets you better loot, and defending is easier but gets you less loot. And so basically you have to either kill a ton of mooks or focus on running around, finding the captains and taking them. And I have a weird love for the movie Troy, even though it's super cheesy. Yeah. And that's literally what happened.
Oh, there's some great stuff in it.
Yeah, like they'll be in the middle of this huge fight between like mooks, and then all of a sudden the two captains will find each other and everyone will surround them and watch them. That exact thing happens in the game, and it's really cool. So,
that's sweet.
Yeah,
I love those sort of like character dropped in the middle of a full battle kind of fights. Those are great.
Yeah. So for what it does really well. That's what I'm calling it. Not the game of the year, but the game of the moment. And I'm digging it. Okay. Here we go. Done. We've recalibrated. We're on to name that sound. So once again, we're going to hit you with, I know last time I originally said five and I shorted it into three. We have five. Five Zelda songs. Adam, you've forgotten the buzzers again, I believe, right?
Ah!
In May.
May. We will bring buzzers in May.
I have five Zelda songs picked from these have all, to my knowledge, appeared in multiple games. Like, at least, I would say, 3 to 5.
Okay.
So, chances of you guys playing a game with one of these songs in it are very high.
Chances of me knowing what the song is called, though.
That's the question. Yeah. So, here we go. Song number one.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely heard this song a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
But where?
Someone out there is going to go 5 for 5 and get really mad at you, too.
Yeah.
Like, I could sing along through the whole thing.
But I don't know what it's called. I once heard that the closest you'll ever come to being a ghost is listening to a radio program and knowing the answer to something the hosts don't know.
Oof. So there's a lot of ghosts out there right now, but I'm going to need an answer from you guys. Oh. What song was that?
I don't know what it's called.
No response from Adam. Matt.
I don't know, some forest theme?
Nope.
That's so vague.
Song of Storms.
Oh.
Okay.
Song of Storms.
That was literally the example I thought in my head of, like, there's a song that I'm sure I know, but I wouldn't be able to name.
Here's song two.
Is this the Great Fairy Fountain?
It is the Great Fairies theme! There, Adam.
On the board!
Right out of the gate. By the way, I think this is from the Legend of Zelda 25th Anniversary CD, which came out with Skyward Sword.
Mm-hmm.
I think this version of this song is my favorite Zelda song of all time.
Yeah?
It's really... Harp is so nice.
That CD is excellent.
It is.
Yeah.
The Wind Waker...
Wind Waker, like, movement, they call it.
Magnificent.
It's amazing.
Okay. Well, so far it's Adam 1, Matt 0. Next up.
Hyrule Field.
Bingo!
Wow. Mm. Instant.
I knew I would get it with the Twilight Princess one.
It's my jam.
Awesome. I'm going to play it for a little bit because it's cool, but I'm impressed. Okay, so now it's tied.
I wouldn't have had the name of that one, so.
It's tied going into the last two.
What? Oh, right. Nobody got the first one.
This is fun in headphones, actually.
I'm pretty sure
I don't recognize this at all.
Gerudo Valley.
Yes!
Wow.
I had to wait for that the guitar to come
in. Bingo, bongo, the Gerudo Valley game.
Wow, I didn't recognize that at all. Yeah.
Also, a very different but great version on the 25th anniversary CD.
True. That's just a magnificent CD.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Adam's last chance at redemption. He could tie it up, or Matt could take it 3-1.
Frankly, I'm just glad I got a point. And it's name of Zelda song. I'm just glad I'm on the board.
And you got it quickly. I'm impressed. Okay, here we go.
This is so painful.
What's the name of it?
Oh, wow.
It's like the one that's playing for like the whole freaking game because you're always there.
I know. Oh, no.
What is it? Clock Tower? Clock
nope.
Town? No? I thought it was Majora's Mask. I might be wrong.
I think this is Ocarina.
It's in multiple games.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like the Zelda song.
Why? Oh.
What's the name of it?
This is so painful that I can't think of this.
Well, I mean, if Adam doesn't get... I'm going to give you guys one guess, and if Adam doesn't get it right, Adam or Matt wins it regardless. Here we go. Last chance.
Man, that's so painful. Like, immediately, it's so iconic,
I
and, but
was,
I just can't think of what it is specifically.
We're pretty much out of time.
It's not like Skullkid theme, is it?
That's very close.
Well, it's in Majora's Mask.
It is.
I know it's in Majora's Mask.
Like, I'm just picturing, like,
I borderline want to give it to Matt for that, but if Adam will give you one chance of redemption to come up with the actual name. Yeah. And nope, you don't get the actual name. It's the Lost Woods theme.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say, is it a forest? Oh. That's right, yeah, Lost.
Oh, okay. That was painful.
Yeah, that one hurts.
Okay, well, you guys take care. We'll see you in a couple weeks, but stay tuned for an extra special episode of TV Talkers, the grand finale of the TV Talkers theme song bracket coming your way. See you guys in a couple weeks. Take care.